And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings, right here in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guests here. We have fantastic people from Promar here, Brian Sanchez and Captain Pablo Fernandez from Fernandez Charters. And we're going to be talking Promar and mostly lobsters today. Yes, lobster season is almost here. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I can't believe how quickly it's coming, and it's time to talk about lobsters. And boy, what a group of group of pros you put together for us today. Today's going to be a great show, man.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Boys. Great to have you guys. Morning. Brian and Pablo's a return guest. Good morning. Great to have you back, Pablo, and welcome. Yeah. Brian, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Super to have you guys. So it's kind of an exciting time around the Promar Ahi world, right?
Yeah, this is, at least for me, it's the most exciting time of the year when it comes to lobster season. I love it. You know, I get to go out on the boats a lot more. It's one of the busiest times of year for us. And with the season coming up on the 26th, like, we're just trying to get everything dialed in and every seminar and event, you know, ready for all of you guys. So
yeah, fantastic. And you're a man about town, according to Wayne, man. You get around and see a lot of, you do a lot of events and you participate in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And I have, even today we have multiple events to do. So I have to stop by Bass Pro Shops Irvine after to go to the Bass Pro. It's the first seminar that we're putting together for lobster, and it's going to be with the Your Saltwater Guide people. So it's going to be
great.
Dave Hansen.
Pablo?
Pablo's going to be there, and okay. Justin Buttrell. So it's going to be super fun. Three events this weekend, and we're only planning to do a lot more. We have another seminar coming up as well at Turner's in Lake Forest. And that's going to be for lobster as well. So lobster season is here pretty much, and we're trying to just get everything out there as much as we can.
And so today at Bass Pro in Irvine.
Correct, yeah. And that's going to be from...
With Dave and Pablo?
Yeah, Dave, Pablo, and Justin. Okay. And that's going to be from 12 to 2.
12 to 2. Cool. Yeah. And then on... And then when is the one at Turner's in Fountain Valley?
So that's going to be
Lake Forest.
Yeah, Lake Forest, Turner's, and that's going to be Wednesday the 17th, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the first two seminars, but if you guys go on our website, promarahi.com, and look at the events page, we already have the first 10 events listed. So as soon as, you know, we get more, we're going to keep listing them on there, but we're trying to cram in as much. That's one of our goals this year, is to get as many seminars and as many events possible to be with, you know, with the community as much as we can and support them.
And Pablo, what can one learn about lobster fishing from one of your seminars?
Oh, well, hopefully at least one thing. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of great information to give out to everybody. Yeah. No secrets or anything. But
no secrets?
No secrets.
Come on, man.
You know why? Because I share everything, and I probably shouldn't share everything. But the one thing that we do try to teach people in the seminars is just to go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Make sure
lobster fishing is all about. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Right? It's fun. And if you get too crazy, just like anything else, the fun starts drifting away.
Yeah.
So just go out and have fun. And that what makes it fun? Well, having the right equipment, make sure you got your Promar Ahi hoop nets and everything set up properly. Make sure you know the regulations. Make sure everybody on the boat knows the regulations if they're going out on your vessel. And just make sure that you're doing the right thing, because sometimes, just like fishing, it's a lot like hunting, correct? Like, you go out there, you're doing everything correctly, and eventually it pays off.
Yeah.
It might not be the first night or the second night, but guess what? If you're doing the right thing, you're going to get more and more consistent. As the years go by, you're going to be just whacking them. And that's what we try to do out. We try to get people to just go out, have fun, get a ton of lobster, and that's it. Enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Legal is really important, right?
Legal is.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, next Saturday, Eric Cord and Craig Schumann will be on the show next Saturday talking about it. He called me. Eric reached out to me. He's a deputy chief enforcement for California Fish and Wildlife. And he reached out to me. And that's how important it is to the California Fish and Wildlife people to get the word out about enforcement. It's really important. And they enforce lobster like nothing else.
Very proud of the lobsters.
Yeah.
It's easy for them to enforce, right? Because they're out there. They see you out there. Right. You're not really running away when you have all your hoop nets spread out, or you're pulling one. You're not going anywhere. They're going to come over. Make sure everybody has the proper stuff. Make sure that all the lobsters that you have in your vessel measure that, you know, three and a quarter size on the carapace, and that's the body of the lobster, between the eye socket and where the tail starts. You just put your gauge right there. And I see a lot of things that people are like, oh, this one's legal, look. And it's like, if it's a question, guys,
there is no question.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Because it's a question, big fine.
It's not a nice fine.
Yeah.
And you will remember it. And then you're on their radar. And then they're going to be like, oh, look, here comes Pablo, the guy that gets short lobsters all the time. Do you think they're going to pass me by that night?
Yeah. No.
No, they're going to come say hi to Pablo, because they're going to be like, oh, Pablo gets all the shorties, so let's give him some more money for the state, you know?
Yeah. Where's your zone, Pablo? Where do you usually fish?
So I fish out of Mission Bay, and my zone would basically be, I come down to your harbor once in a while.
To San Diego Harbor.
San Diego Harbor, but typically I stay in Mission Bay or thereabouts, like anywhere between La Jolla, Point Loma. If I'm going out there, I have a lot of different zones and a lot of different areas, but Mission Bay itself is very good. It's very fruitful. And if you just know where to go and how to do it, that's all you need.
That's key.
That's awesome.
And that's what we're going to share today when we're up at Bass Pro Shop, is basic techniques. Here's the equipment. This is how you do it. Just follow these steps. And bait, as you guys know, this year, bait is super important. So we're going to be talking about all that stuff, and Captain Dave Hansen is going to be there, Captain Justin Bottrell, myself, and our buddy Renee and Brian. We're all going to be there presenting and doing some great raffles and giveaways, but mostly reaching out to the people and making sure that they have a great season. looking for bugs.
Is there like a hierarchy of what's more important when you're fishing? I mean, is where you put the hoop net A number one? Is bait A number one? Is the type of equipment, you know what I mean? Or is it just not that way where it really is a blend of doing all the things right?
It's actually yes, yes, and yes, and yes. Yeah, right. Because bait is super important. We preach, if you will, fresh bait is the best. We like to keep the bait barges, you know, working. So we encourage everybody to go there. You know, we got to support these guys and get their bait, not only to support them and keep the industry flowing, but live bait is the best because lobsters go a lot by vibration. Yeah, they go by scent and everything else. They have a lot of senses under there, right? But they can detect. They can detect the electronical impulses or electric impulses that come out of like dying or you know, freshly killed bait because they're emitting energy.
So do you actually put live bait inside your cages?
We do, but we encourage the bait by gently chopping them into smaller pieces.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to just put all live bait and not do anything. So we cut them up a little bit. So we have different devices and things that we use to actually make the bait, you know, like we kind of chunk it up a little bit. Like some.
But there's actually some live ones in there.
Yeah, you leave a couple stragglers still.
Do you?
In there.
Okay.
Well, it's not like a fully dead one, but something, you know, mm-hmm. when you're chopping up the bait sometimes.
But even the freshly killed bait like that is going to emit those electric signals. Oh, that's a good signals. Point,
yes.
And yeah, then because, never... right, it's like biological death and cellular death. It's like while the fish are dying, they're still, you know, twitching mm-hmm. and emitting impulses. And then that's what the lobsters, they detect that and the scent. And they just crawl right into our Promarahi hoop nets with the seal-proof bait cages, and that's it.
What a game changer that was. You know, I mean, of all of the things that Promar has really done to innovate, I mean, you think about all the things, the conical hoop nets and the different bait, you know, the evolution of all the different ways we stored bait. You know, originally the bait pocket was like the coolest design ever. And then the sea lions, you know, became so tough. And then then the cage, and then the seal-proof container has been the thing for years and years now. I mean, like, that is – they call it seal-proof. Boy, it is, man. I mean, they've had a lot of years to try to figure that thing out, and it still reigns as, like, the thing to keep those critters out of there.
I'm kind of a stickler about one thing, though. They're sea lions, not seals.
Yeah, right.
They're two different animals.
They are California sea lions.
They should call them the seal lion proof bait cages. The seals.
Well, they're harbor
the
seal proof also. Yeah, that's what they're talking.
They're seal proof too, but they're sea lion proof because those are the problem ones.
Yeah.
Promar always improves on things too. That's the thing.
Yeah. Totally.
And they improved those bait cages last year, and I really like the new design.
Yeah, I mean,
tell us about that.
We made a big update on them, right? So one of the things before, obviously, the first design when we initially released them, they didn't have that twist lock design.
Yeah.
And then on the newer versions for the white ones, we ended up adding that twist lock. We improved on that on the blue ones, which are deluxe seal proof bait cages, and then. On top of that, we also made the clips larger. So since we make four different models of hoop nets, we noticed, okay, those original clips worked really well for the first two models. But as you get into the larger size models, they weren't clipping in as easy. Right. And when you're on the water and you find a spot full of lobster and you pick your hoop up, the first thing you want to do is change the bait out real quick and drop it right back down to the same place so you can get those same lobsters, right? So we made it easier for those people to be able to do everything that they need to do without struggling on that clip.
No, and it works.
Yeah, and it works. And so people are having a lot less issues with the twist lock. People are just able to, you know, be more efficient with their time, which that's really what it comes down to. You know, you were mentioning the three most important key things, and efficiency is one thing to add into there. Is you want to be as efficient as possible. You want to be a well-oiled machine because that's how you're going to get the best use out of your time, right? It's all about using the best time possible. You know, the lobsters are only going to crawl for a certain amount of time, and you want to.
They don't crawl all night.
No. Yeah. You want to take advantage when they're moving. You want to have no issues. You just want to be in the water pulling up lobster. That's all you want to be doing.
So I'm new to lobster fishing. Okay, listener out there, what do I need? What do I need to get from your local tackle shop, which sells Promar, or from the Promarahi website?
Yeah. So there is. You know, and that's the beauty of it is we offer everything that you need to get out there except for the bait. And there's a couple companies out there who are starting to make some bait that are actually molded around our seal-proof bait cages. Yeah. I believe the company is called Lobster Logs. And so they make...
Does that work?
I've never used them myself. I have seen some great success last year, but people are, you know, using them and
it makes it easy, right?
It makes it a lot easier. They actually, they message us and they're like, hey, we really like your guys' products. We actually use your seal-proof bait cage to, you know, mold the lobster logs. So that's one thing. Like I said, Promar offers everything. So the first thing you're going to need is your ambush hoop net. And you're going to want to determine based off of what vessel, you know, if you're fishing off of a smaller kayak or a smaller boat. Maybe you want to go for the 32-inch one, or maybe you're going onto a larger size boat, or you just have a bit more space and you're willing to work with it. Then we have our 36-inch ones.
Which one do you fish with?
I fish with my buddy Renee here, and we use the XLH, which are the 14-pounders. And those, ooh, to me, I mean, if you're in the harbor, in the at the islands, you're not really going to have too much of an issue. Those are, you know, that extra weight helps when you're dropping them down to get them exactly where you want it.
Yeah.
And the current,
and
the current doesn't really mess around with it. With the lighter ones, if you're fishing in really strong current, as you're dropping it, it might shift in direction as it's falling. And then also, if it's super, you know, strong currents, it's going to walk a little. And so that's something to consider. If you're in the harbor, you're not going to have that issue. You'll be perfectly fine using those.
Unless there's a big tide.
But if not, if you're going to the islands, I highly recommend grabbing those XLHs, which are the 14-pound ones.
And what's a standard, the big standard, what's that weigh?
The largest one that we have, which is the XLHD, is going to be 23, and then the standard one is going to be 6 pounds.
Six pounds. 14, and 23.
6, 14, and 23. The 23 is really difference. Just for Northern California. You're welcome to grab them here. I'm not going to tell you no. Those are, you know, but at the end of the day.
More for crab.
That's more for Dungeness crabbing up in NorCal. So,
yeah. But so 6 and 14 are the ones you want to key in on.
6 and 14 are the
pound. That's pounds.
Yeah, that's pounds.
And you recommend if you have room for the 36-inch versus the 32-inch.
Yeah, correct. The 32s are the smallest ones we make, and those are only going to come in a 5-pound variant. And those are a lot smaller. They're mainly meant for like kayakers and smaller boaters. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, if you have like a small, you know, 15, 14-inch skiff, you can grab those and have plenty of space on board still.
So you have your hoop. Now what?
Yeah. So the hoop net, and then you're going to need some line. You're going to need your seal-proof bait cages, of course. I highly recommend those. Don't grab anything else. The seal-proof ones are going to keep you safe in the harbor. You're not going to have to replace them anytime soon. And then you have at the very top your buoy, which is going to be marked with your Go ID, maybe some reflective tape, which is something that we offer as well. Drill your holes for the weight and the light sticks. I like using the LED light sticks. They're replaceable. They last you multiple seasons. You got to replace the batteries, which is only going to cost you maybe $1 each. And it's super inexpensive, and it's more efficient, and really it's better for, you know, the environment. We're not constantly reusing these glow sticks that you end up throwing away in the trash, and then, you know, that's something that I think as fishermen we need to consider, you know, is the trash that we're developing as we fish, and taking care of that ahead of time.
So now probably, I mean, who knows how long since the original time, you know, the book was written, but do you still like the Jim Salazar method, the sinker keeled float and the LED light, you know, opposite of the keel weight floating on top? Is that still the preferred marking, you know, killer method?
Yeah, for sure. I actually met him for the first time last year at one of the shows, and it's crazy all the things that he set up initially, the things that we're still using and preaching today, like that is the right way to do it. And I am lobster hooping tons of times throughout the season. I go plenty of times on Justin's boat. I go plenty of time on Pablo's boat. I go more on Pablo's boat than anybody else, really. And those are the same methods that we're using to this day.
When you see somebody whose gear is really squared away, meaning that their floats are right and they're well lit and they're keeled and all those things, I mean, there is such a no doubt difference when you see it. And then when you're using it, just to be able to at a glance and know where every single hoop is at. Mm-hmm. You're not pulling a spotlight out. You're not trying to, I think it's over here-ish somewhere, and where do we drop that one? I mean, you can, with the gear that Promar provides, you can have your system so squared away.
Yeah. It's all about dialing yourself in. Like I said, time efficiency is a super important thing. If you have all your gear right, all the Promar gear, you know, it's not going to fail you, and it's just going to consistently get you in the water as fast as you can. Then all you have to worry about is your spots.
And then as far as learning all these techniques, on the Promar Ahi website, you have videos and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we have a resource page. It's up live now. I highly recommend anybody who's a new beginner, or even if you're an experienced angler, go out there, learn what it is that you need to learn. We have everything from how to use Navionics to properly filling your bait cage. And that's one thing that I see a lot of people tend to fail. And just everything from A to Z. You have videos of Pablo up there, Dave up there, Justin up there, Wilberto, Gil Rocket, everything from
covering
A to Z.
Multiple bays, not just Mission Bay or San Diego Correct. Bay, but you cover Long Beach because you guys live up north, so you probably fishing a lot up north, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we fish out of Cabrillo. We fish out in like San Pedro, LA Harbor, and Long Beach Harbor as
Which
well.
One's better?
Mission Bay.
So wherever the Fernandez charter boat's dropping the gear, that's where it's best.
One thing to add, guys, if we're still talking to the caller that's new at this and everything, remember to have your lobster report card, your fishing license, and a gauge. Yeah. You have to have a gauge within reach for everybody that's lobster fishing on the boat.
Yeah.
So that's something that they...
Can you have guests on the boat without lobster cards and without gauges?
100%.
As long as they're not...
Yeah, if they're involved in any activity, you're going to know it because they already saw them doing it.
If the guys are watching and they see somebody involved in the activity, you're going to get a citation.
Yeah, there's no playing games.
But that's an important point. You got to have a lobster gauge for each person on the boat, which is... A ridiculous part of the law, but you know, it's a law.
It's dumb, but whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter how dumb it is. If that's the law, that's the law you got to follow.
Yeah, and the lobster report card, which is now seasonal, thank goodness. Now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you can pick it up now at any tackle shop, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And don't forget to turn it in because then it'll cost you $26 more, I believe, if you don't turn it in.
Or, by the end of the season. And it's easy to turn it. You either mail it in or you go online and you just take 3 minutes to really submit it. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show to talk about lobsters and tuna. They're biting.
Great news,
yellowtail are biting. Excellent
fishing. Tuna.
Excellent fishing for the fleet again, and the bait situation just fantastic right now. Yep. And with lobster on the horizon, man, we're stoked. Today's going to be a great show.
Time of the year to be in Southern California.
No doubt. Weather finally getting straight again, too. We've been struggling with the wind machine. And we've just got a lot of great fishing in front of us, and we're looking forward to talking to you about
it. Awesome. That one for sure.
If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. We've got our man Jeff standing by this morning at the fan to be taking your phone calls. Again, 833-288-0973. Hey, you can also send us a text. The text, the show is so popular. We've already had a bunch of really great texts come through this morning, and we're going to be looking forward to covering those over the next couple hours. If you want to send in a text, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to find. It's the most efficient way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. If you like listening on your drive home during the week, you can catch all the past shows, all the great shows with Christy from Dawson and the boys from CalStar and Wayne yesterday. And all the great stuff on Let's Talk Hookup. Very easy to listen at your leisure through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way you can text in your question to the boys today. If you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your text question is all we need in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And man, what a couple of cool prizes. And I can guarantee you that there will be a text message winner today because there also will be a caller winner today. The boys so graciously have brought in a $100 gift card for the Promar and Ahi website. We're going to be giving away one to one of the callers and one to one of the texters at the end of the show today.
Pretty
so
cool.
Very, very cool opportunity.
One note, unfortunately, right now our phones are down, but the engineers are working. Jeff just sent me a message. Something's wrong with the fan phones.
Okay.
So
send those texts.
The engineer is working on it right now. So if you've been trying to get through on the phones, something's up. We'll get it solved. Jeff's a master, and we have a wonderful engineer at the fan, too. He'll get that solved.
No doubt about that. But in the meantime, keep the text rolling through. There's already been a bunch of great ones, and we'll look forward to reading those when we get back. And we'll look forward to getting those phones up and running here soon. And when we return, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports. We got fantastic information with the boys from Promar and Ahi. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, Let's Talk Hookup listeners. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and we were gearing up for our annual Rod a Week promotion. This year highlights a fantastic selection of rods that will be given away every Thursday starting November 6th. All of these rods can be seen on the Rollo website at rollokids.org. Tickets are $25 each, and if you buy four, we will give you one free. When you buy four, you will also be entered into a drawing to win one of Carl Newell's personal rods and Newell reel. Carl Newell was a pioneer in the fishing industry, and what better way to have a chance to own a piece of fishing history? To purchase tickets, Call Tim at 951-264-7382 or email win@rollokids.org. Please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you. Thank you for making it possible for Friends of Rollo to take over 150,000 kids fishing. Your support is greatly appreciated.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4 764.
Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been very busy because the text rolling through. Like Pete Ted, phone temporarily down right now, but Jeff and the boys are getting rolling on that. But lots of great texts coming through. And again, if you haven't sent a text before, this is the great reason to do so. Just get on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, whether you're an Android, an iPhone. It's very easy to find. As soon as you get the app open, one of the first tabs you'll see is text the show. Just click the link, fire in your question, and yeah, we'll look forward to having it on the air.
Lobster's a popular subject because there's already tons of texts right here. Yeah, people are pumped up for it. Do you find that Pablo Mission Bay less crowded than San Diego Bay, or is it kind of equal?
I'm going to say Mission Bay is the most crowded lobster place in the world, and you don't want to go there.
Everybody's rude. There's no room. Yeah, it's for everybody. Yeah. It's all short.
You have the side tie, and everybody needs to bumper themselves up all day. No, just kidding. I mean, you guys know how it is. The first day is
it's crazy.
Madhouse. There's people in bathtubs rowing around. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's everything out there that you could possibly imagine. As time goes on, it kind of trickles out.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, for me, I like to go during the week. I usually do, like, a couple weekday trips and then maybe one weekend trip because the weekend, again, you know.
More people.
And
sure.
So do you think it's really that much better at the beginning of the year, or
no, I don't think that at all. Yeah. Actually, if I had my way, I wouldn't even go out on opening night because it's such a zoo, but it is fun too, just to kind of go out and have
get
fun.
Things kicked off.
Yeah, the opener.
Exactly. It's the opener. So it's fun just to go out there and do it. But, it doesn't matter when you go. Okay. What matters is you have a little bit of tide movement, and the worse the conditions are, as far as weather-wise and water visibility-wise and all that, the better. After a fresh rain, it's amazing when you go out, even while it's raining.
And lobsters don't like fresh water.
They don't like fresh water, and it irritates them, and they start really crawling.
They move around.
They start moving
like
around.
Getting
yeah.
out.
Yeah. yeah. So you'll really do well during those
if we
times.
Ever get rain here again.
Yeah, I think yeah. we will.
At some point we'll get some rain.
we'll get a few drops this year. But, yeah. But yeah, yeah, it's year long. And a lot of times towards the end of the season too is super good. But honestly, you can go out any day of the week. The best day and time to go out is when you can make it out there.
When you can make it
right?
out. Is there any particular tide that you like to fish?
So I just like a little bit of tide movement, because if it's kind of like at the top of the tide or the bottom of the tide, you know, what we call slack tide, they don't seem to cruise around a whole lot. You know, they send it because they're looking, right? They're looking for little filtrate objects, you know, floating around, little signs of bait, things like that. So if there's no water moving, they're kind of like slowly kicking it or they're staying home or whatever until that starts moving. Then they get really active. As soon as there's some water movement and some turbulence and stuff like that, then they really start crawling.
Yeah.
When you're going all the time, do you feel like there's a, you know, can you set your watch to it? You know, like, okay, these things are going to start crawling at the very beginning of this tide, or it does it just seem to be more random? You know, I mean, they're always, you can feel it when they're crawling, and you get your hoops in the same stretch of bottom, and you go through them two times for a short here or there, and then all of a sudden time three, it's legal, short, boom, 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 we're almost done, and we go through two or three more times, and then it's right back to onesie, twosie again. And like, you always know, like, man, they were between 7 and 8, those things were really crawling, we crushed them. Like, is there a way of, you know, of pinpointing when that happens, or do you just have to keep the bait on the bottom and when they go, they go?
You have to basically keep your own journal and kind of like a marine log or something where you're creating your own almanac for years to come. And I've been doing that forever. I always take notes on how was it? What time was it? What was the tide? What was the moon? What was this and that? And guess what? When you got it all figured out and you go there and you know you're going to slam them at 9:30, 9 p.m., you go out and you get like 30 little baby crawfish or you get nothing, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'd limit it out right
I
here.
I knew that this was the
last
time.
Last night.
I knew on a 4-foot tide, they bite at 7 o'clock. And
yeah.
So it's fishing.
Yeah. You can't have it figured out until the end, but you can give yourself notes to give you a good guess.
I always love the guys that go up and tell the professional captain, it's like, you know, well, you know, that maybe having a tough trip. It's like, well, we got them over here last time. They're, you know, they were right
closer to
the
island.
Yeah, we were close to the island last time. They move around just like fish, right?
They move around, and that's why you have to have your go to spots. You know, spot A, B, C, all the way through Z, because, and then maybe you have the double letter through the alphabet again, because that's how many spots there are. These things, they're called bugs, guys. It's not that hard. Like, if you're putting everything in front of them the right way, you're going to get them. Yeah. And then, you know, through trial and error, you're going to start figuring out, okay, how do I hone in on legals? How do I stop getting a million shorts? How do I get more legals? Well, you got to move around, right?
Yeah.
And try different things.
My biggest problem when fishing for lobsters is always trying to decide whether it we're just in the wrong zone or they haven't started crawling. You know, I mean, I'm so hesitant to pick up my gear and move it. You know, you have confidence in where you're fishing and you have confidence where you put your gear down, but you said it best. Sometimes it doesn't bite. Doesn't matter how great your spot is and how many limits you've caught out of there. Sometimes it just doesn't. Sometimes they're not crawling in there. And that's always been my biggest issue, is like, man, when you make that call to pick it up and move it somewhere else versus just wait it out, man. Those things are going to crawl at some point.
So that's a very good point, and we'll touch on that real quick. Basically, what I do is I call it prospecting. So I go out and I'll put a couple here, and Renee does the same thing on his boat, and Justin does the same thing. If we're kind of getting a lay of the land, you kind of start prospecting. You start putting some over here, you know, trying different areas, because you got 10 hoops on there, guys. So spread them out, try all your different areas, and then when you come back to one that's crawling, you know, maybe put a couple more there.
Carpet bombing a little bit.
Yeah, you start carpet bombing. And I mean, that's literally it. I mean, if you come across one that's just swarming, I mean, you better throw it right back down. You know, I know Brian said change the bait and all that. Sometimes you just check it. Okay, looks good. These things are crawling. Throw it right back in, right in the same spot, because you have evidence that they're crawling right there.
Right in that zone.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a law that says you have to be within a certain area of your hoops, right? You can't, like, be across the bay and have some across the bay here legally. So just be aware of that if you want to follow the law. I forget what the actual number is, but you have to be within a certain distance of your hoops?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one, but yeah. I mean, you're gonna be near your hoops no matter what because you're gonna want.
So you're talking about in a general area.
In a general area.
Because one thing you want to be sure too is that, unfortunately, sadly, there's a lot of thieves out there too.
Yeah. Right.
And people will steal your hoops, so you got to watch them. You got to keep an eye on them, right?
Yeah, and you want to just because of hazards of other boaters, divers, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to keep it, and you want to make sure that, like Brian touched on earlier, they're not walking. You know, if they're drifting through the channel, that's not good. You want to pick that thing up and either weigh it down or use a larger hoop. And
especially if a big tide's happening, right?
Yeah, and I use both. I use both the super light ones, and I also use the 14-pound ones because when we get that tide ripping, or if you're fishing out in the ocean area near shore, near structure, and there's swell, there's a lot of swell around here. Those things will move. So you want to make sure you have them weighted down properly, identified, and keep an eye on them. I mean, it's only going to keep the honest guys honest, but you know, people tend to know each other out there after a while.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody's cool.
Get to know.
And again, the better lit, marked everything your gear, yet again, the better. Like there's no room for, oh, I didn't know that was Pablo's when it's, you know, this buoy, perfectly marked, perfectly lit, LED, flashing lights. Like, dude, there is no. And you can just see it from a lot farther away too. If you've got a dim glow stick that's half fallen off or you're just relying on your spotlight, you don't know where that's at, but you could be at the far end of your string, and if your gear's lit up with those killer Promar LEDs, you can see all the way down to the other end, like, oh, that's my light, and there's somebody messing with it.
Right. And the cool thing, too, about the Promar LEDs is that they'll flash or no flash, right?
Yeah, so we have two different colors. It's going to be the blue and the white ones, and then they have the strobing effect, which is that flashing effect, or you can have them solid. Yeah. It's really just going to be dependent on how you do it. We kind of mix it up. Sometimes what I'll do is, you know, have a full set of blue and put the strobing one at the end so I know that that's the end of the line. Right? So that way I know I start at the other end, and that way I can kind of keep track. Because when you're getting in the groove of things, you kind of start losing track of which was the first one, which was the last one I did.
You have a great text, right?
I thought so. It says, hey, good morning, guys. Couple of great questions. We've been catching and loading up my freezer with some bonita lately with the potential scarcity of bait. My question for you guys is using is one, do I need to be concerned about a 5-fish limit on bonita? Does it change if the fish is whole or are already processed into fillets for my tubes? And then also, what's your thought on fresh bait versus frozen? An additional was, I'm really liking the Promar jigs. Do you guys have any plan on making heavier? I'd really like to start slow pitching all the way down to the 14-mile bank, etc.
So let me start from the back end of that question. The jigs, I'm assuming he's talking about the Ikara jigs.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, and those are awesome. If you guys haven't checked them out, check them out.
And admittedly, I just didn't know how to pronounce it, so I just left the name right out of it.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Ikara jigs.
Yeah, so the Ikara jigs are awesome jigs. If you guys haven't tried them yet, I highly recommend them. Slow pitching has become such a more popular thing here in Southern California. It's been a popular thing already on the East Coast. And we have everything from 15 gram available now, 21, 28, 40, 60, 80, and now we have the 130 grams, which are the heavier ones, and then 170 gram, which are the heaviest ones that we offer. So you should be able to start getting down into those deeper depths with those, but we do want to eventually expand that line with more colors and more sizes. We've seen a lot of great success on those. People have been catching everything from on the East Coast, redfish, snook, trout, and then they take them over here and they've been catching everything from stripers and largemouth bass to spotties, calicos, yellowtail, bluefin. I've seen a huge variety of fish on those jigs. So yes, we're going to have a lot more variety in terms of sizing and colors available soon. And in terms of the catch limit for, bonita and what you need to have on your boat, fresh versus dead bait, I'll pass that off to Pablo because he'll probably have a better answer than I will.
So there's a lot of discussion over that, like, okay, the 5-fish limit, or how, if you have your bait all chopped up, you know, I mean, are they going to go through your bait? I mean, I don't think they're going to look through your bait and be like, oh, this is, you have way too many bonita. I mean, they have bigger fish to fry.
They could.
And if, you know, if you're concerned about that, well then, I really don't know how you would document that to show them.
And if you have stuff that's left over in your freezer, and you chop that up. How do you know?
So
I would have a hard time believing if you get the wrong officer, right? It's possible. Yeah. And that would be a question exactly. next
That's
Saturday.
Question That's a question for next Saturday.
Talk to Eric Cord. Yeah. He's the warden. He's the guy that makes the decision and advises his wardens. That would be one for next Saturday because it's a very good question.
If that's what you're afraid of is having your, you know, having five of them on the boat and then planning on trying to catch fresh and not wanting to then have your previous Rosenwald, I know it's more of a mess, but I would just fillet those things out. You know, cut the ones up that you're freezing and cut them into strips or whatever it might be. Like, yeah. I'm with you. I think you would have to be a real jerk to a warden for him to call you on stripped out frozen bait that you had and your fresh ones on board the boat. But like you say, that's a question for the warden.
Yeah, but if you have whole bonita and you have seven bonita, you're over limit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that's cut and dry.
Per angler though, right? I mean.
Yeah, per angler. Yeah.
So really how many bonita could you have on the boat?
Per angler, yeah. So if you have three anglers, you can have 15 bonita.
Right.
That's a lot of bonita.
But it is an area, like you said, to table till next weekend to ask the officer. But honestly, I mean, how bait has been, it's a good idea to have backup bait. Like have your frozen bait.
Sure.
Always ready because there's times, as we know very well, we've never run out of bait down here.
Right.
And we'd be like, oh, they run out of bait up north in Long Beach or whatever. And we're like, oh, that sucks. But we don't usually do.
Yeah.
But this year we ran out plenty, right?
Yeah.
So I would recommend, either saving your anchovies or your sardines if you're done at the end of the day, if you're fishing, and freeze those up and have them. Bring them with you. And then whatever's at the bait barge, use it. If not, go out and make your own mackerel. Mackerel's great bait. Great bait. Yeah. Bonita's good, mackerel's good, great. Sardines and anchovies.
Yeah.
I have a great text here from Paul in Placentia. It says, good morning, guys. My question this morning is for their lobster charter that is available for a novice or beginner. My wife and I have always wanted to try lobster hooping, and we want to learn from someone who has experience. Excellent idea. Yeah, totally. Pablo?
I'm going to table this one to Brian. of course, we love to offer lobster charters. That's what I do. I specialize in families and really like crew bonding experiences for companies and things like that, or just people that just want to come out and enjoy. But Renee knows, Brian knows, I teach them everything I do. I show them my electronics. I show them my equipment. I show them what I'm looking for when I'm looking for an uptick on the screen. I show them everything. And they're going to do the work. They're going to learn and they're going to do it because
they're going to take home the lobsters.
Right. And I'm not going to be pulling any hoop nets unless there's a problem. If they're stuck in the engine or stuck in the rocks or stuck, whatever, I'll deal with it.
But you're going to teach them how to do all that.
Yeah. We demonstrate it and we let them be as vault as they want to be. So they'll be stuffing bait cages with us. Uh-huh. They'll be chopping up the bait a little bit, getting it all ready to go. They'll be deploying the hoops where I tell them to do it, and they'll be retrieving them.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're into hooping, that is the most money well spent you could ever do it ever. You will You will shorten your learning curve so fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just like going on a sport. One thing I mentioned, you're in Mission Bay, San Diego Bay. They're in Placentia. Are there some charters that you work with in L.A., Orange County area?
Yes, we do. So we have Captain Justin Buttrell. He's a big captain that we work with out over there, and he's based out of Long Beach. We also have Will Berto. He's a great captain. He will get you on board. He is based out of like Newport area, and he can kind of get you started pretty much in that region.
Do you have a resource page on the Promar RE website with partners like that?
So we have a professional page, which is all the Promar Pro staff, and it kind of has their websites linked on there as well as some other information. So if you guys want to check it out, I'm not sure if it has information in terms of region. But they each have a small bio on there, and you guys can check them out and see who's closest to you or who might be able to, you know, suit your needs and stuff like that. So,
all right. Perfect. Sounds good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning.
So I have an answer about the phones from Jeff. And
ooh,
so
okay.
We're still working. So the engineer, our extraordinary engineer at the 97.3 The Fans, JR, says it's not an issue with the phone system at the fan. It's an issue with the station, AT&T or whatever five carrier it is.
Okay.
All five are out for some reason. There's some kind of a major issue with the phone system. So they're working on the issue.
Okay.
Trying to get it resolved. But in the meantime, we have text.
Yeah, no stress, man. We got a bunch of texts, and there are some
And we have our own phone system here because we can still do the catch
that
report.
That was a smart move on your part there, buddy. A little backup. Hey, speaking of the catch report, it's time to find out what's biting because we got him. Captain Brian Woolley is standing by. And today, our catch report is sponsored by our friends at Norisk Lithium. Power your boat with Norisk Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norisk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norisk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NoriskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor. We got him. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning. Good stuff in there.
Yeah, having fun.
Yeah.
Lobster time. Yeah, coming up. Coming up quick.
That means lots of things to dodge on the way out of the harbor, right?
Speaking of spotlights.
Right, exactly. Hey, good time of year for those guys to get the ball rolling. Absolutely. We're stoked to see those guys go to work, so it's good for them. Hey, local bass fishing for us is still kind of the main focus for both our half and three-quarter days. Still no real, like, sign of any game fish or anything really offshore. I mean, there's a few random reports of some yellowfin on some dolphin and whatnot outside there a little ways, but still nothing really confirmed and nothing really, like, juicy enough to get our boats, you know. Yes, we're looking, but, you know, we haven't spent time, you know, really out there just because it's just, you know, empty kelp after empty kelp and and whatnot. So that whole thing is just kind of back burner. Certainly it's in play at some point, we hope, but mostly it's been this bass stuff on our half and three quarter day trips. We've had some real nice anchovy and sardine for our live bait this week. Perfect anchovy, perfect size sardine. So midwater baits got bit best for both those calico bass and the sand bass. Sliding egg sinkers, Carolina rigs, that stuff was all money rigs this week, just because it fished those baits perfectly with the current and whatnot. Got them down midwater, and guys, you know, bait after bait, if they could, you know, find the right bait and get it out there perfect, it was some fun fishing. So that's action in the kelp as well on the days that we had some good current and some water movement. Guys that had like Lucky Crafts or some of those hard salt minnow baits, those hard jerk baits that could make those long casts along the lanes of the kelp, had some real nice fish to show at the end of their day. Just patience, you know, obviously you're not going to get a fish on every cast, but that persistence, having confidence in the lures that you're throwing, knowing you're going to get bit, you know, those guys that, you know, don't make five casts and put the rod back in the rack, you know, they'll spend some time making those casts, and they were rewarded with some real nice ones in along that. And then in that same kelp, some sheephead, some rockfish sculpin, some of that stuff in the mix. The Fury had a great week too on the days that they were able to get out offshore because that wind again, you know, had those guys at the dock this week a few days, but they did have a couple overnight trips. They had a two-day trip where they had some nice bluefin action. I think that was on Friday. They were out there. They had 20-something bluefin for their guys on the first day, and then they slid into the island and had some really good calico bass fishing at the island there. Same deal, though. Rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, just a good, nice mixed bag of fish for those guys. Our four-pack boats like Lexi and the Current, they're out there as well. They're trying to make a catch for their guys on those days that they're able to get out there with the weather and whatnot. And then just twilight fishing has been fun, too, for those guys. You know, good way to unwind after work. Our twilight trips right now are running Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. So if guys want to hop on a trip after work, that's a good time to come down and get a line in the water. But just a mellow week, light loads. Weekends have been busy, but light loads during the week for sure with everyone back in school and, you know, life going on. But if you guys want to hop on a trip, we're busy all week. Give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And don't forget, you know, it's half off on Tuesdays. You guys want to come half-day fish or three-quarter-day fish on Tuesday, certainly want to make a reservation for that because that seems to fill up pretty quick.
Man, great job. Great report. Glad to hear it. Good weather coming forward. Good fishing. Good bait. We'll take it, Willie. Great job. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Roger, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks, bro.
See ya.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Very much. All right, let's hit the surf. The surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf fishing report. What up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
What's
morning.
Happening, Gundy?
Yeah, interesting setup. You know, we're kind of along the same lines we've been. Very good fishing, you know, on the northern front. I'd say Santa Barbara all the way down through Huntington Beach. And then the guys south, you know, Newport, Dana, San Diego, still struggling. Lots of junk in the water this week with some swell, kelp, eelgrass, that kind of thing. So the whole key is finding those cleaner beaches. Hook, line, sinker reported very good barred perch fishing up there. As we kind of turn into fall here, we start seeing some of those better perch. 6 to 9 inch fish, topped by, I think they had a 10, 11 inch fish were the better ones. Sand crabs, lugworms, mussels working for those guys. The halibut fishers made some catches. 20, not big fish, 24 to 30 inch were the legal size. Hard jerk baits working. The white colors doing real good. Like that bone color was one they mentioned in particular. And again, the key is finding that clean water. Hard to fish those hard jerk baits when you got fouled water. Very good leopard shark fishing up there. They were actually reported a 5.5 and a 6 foot. So those are nice 30, 40 pound leopard sharks. And the white sea bass were also active on the backside of that full moon from Mesa to Goleta, 31. And a 30-inch fish taken on ring swim baits there. South Bay has also been hot, and it was still very good. Just Fishing reported excellent Corbina fishing with some quality perch in the mix. Find the cleaner stretches. Hermosa and Torrance look good this week, and that's where the guys made some scores. Big Fish reported excellent spot fin fishing on the backside of that full moon. And it was real quality fish, 2 to 4 pounds. They had a few 5 pound fish, and live ghost shrimp was the hot bait. We were just talking about this last week, but they said that was the hot bait for the spot fin. Dog Beach, 72nd place, Bolsa Chica, Inlet, Alamitos Bay, all kicking out fish. And also the guys were putting those ghost shrimps on the beach and scoring some nice corvina up to 3.5 pounds. So, ooh, you know, we're talking about doing different things, and that's what they're doing up north. And, you know, the guys down south, just lots of junk in the water, and it's been a struggle. That's the only way to put it.
Boy, we'll take it, though. I mean, they, like you say, well, hopefully we get a little better conditions for the crew fishing down south, but certainly good fishing up above. And like you said, you've preached that a lot of times, Gunny. Sometimes the exotic bait is the thing that makes the difference.
Yeah. It's fall, and ghost shrimp's always a good bait
Ghosties.
This time of year.
I like it,
gotta
man.
Have
well, a great report, Gunny. Appreciate it. Always so complete on the surf report up and down the beach. And, yeah, sometimes you got to take the good with the not so good and just wait for the better conditions to follow. Appreciate it as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, get in your car and drive. Road trip.
I like it. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
You too.
That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Surffishtackle.com. That's where you need to go for all of your surf fishing needs. And hopefully we'll hear a little bit from some of the boys today, too. But good fishing again last night, you know,
yeah,
in terms of offshore fishing. Pete, I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I was talking with the boys at the landing on my way in this morning. I mean, it was good fishing, 30, 40 fish a boat for the guys last night. You know, just back to what it was in the beginning
fishing.
Of the season, good nighttime jig fishing.
And the weather's improving every day. It's supposed to be flat calm by tomorrow.
There's both daytime, you know, fly line, light line, smaller grade bluefin fishing up on the shallows of the bank, and then back to the more traditional 40 and 60 pounders at nighttime on the jigs. It's been a good mix.
And biting at the islands, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Coronal Islands fishing good again, you know, anchor fishing. So, yeah, we're in a really good spot right now. It seems like that late summer that everybody looks for, where the weather gets right and the fish get biting, it really feels like that's starting to happen for us right now.
Brian, does Promar do surf fishing tackle too? And I mean, you guys have some stuff for surf fishing?
Yeah, of course. So I surf fish a lot myself.
Do you?
Yeah, I go, well, I love going for halibut and spot fin and leopard and stuff like that.
So you have stuff.
Yeah, I have some stuff. I have what I would say is the best thing that we offer are like the icarages, the smaller size ones if you guys are going to be fishing surf. Sometimes they're looking for that, or our flash jigs, or really small flash jigs. Those kill it.
Cool. That's it. Hey, we got another hour coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.